Now with your pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and welcome aboard. Good Thursday morning, everyone. USDA this morning released their latest export sales report. This for the week ending January 10th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year 19.7, next year 1.4, corn this year 15.5, soybeans this year 59.1, and next year 6.6. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 240,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations during the 2013-14 marketing year. The 13-14 marketing year for soybeans will begin on September 1st. Also today, Japan purchased 118,746 metric tons of U.S. and Canadian milling wheat for bulk shipment. Of that total, just over 65,000 metric tons are from the United States. Strategic Grains today trimmed its estimate for the European Union's 2013-14 soft wheat harvest by 1.9 million tons. Strategic Grains cited lower acreage and wet weather at planting time for the reduction. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is sitting at 13,544. It's up 33.5 points. The NASDAQ at 3,126 is up almost 9. And the S&P 500 is 1,475. It's up just over 3 points.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Here is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest will experience relatively tranquil weather over the next few days. The weather pattern in general is going to be rather quiet as the storm system focuses in on the southeastern corner of the country, where we'll see rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow occurring from parts of Mississippi and Alabama into Virginia and the Carolinas today. And some of that precipitation will be mostly moderate to heavy at times, at least in a part of that region. Some of the ice and snow may end up causing some travel issues, but all of that is to our south. The only other precipitation that comes close to the Midwest will be across the northern parts of the region from the Dakotas into Michigan, where we'll see brief periods of light snowfall coming and going into Saturday. Most of the snow, though, is not likely to accumulate very well because there's not much moisture in the atmosphere right now to work with. We'll look for dusting to an inch or two only on the northernmost fringes of the Great Lakes region, and the accumulations further south will mostly be less than an inch, just a dusting in quite a few areas. The snow may reach a little bit further to the south as the coldest air begins to pour into the region, and that will likely take place as we get into Saturday and Sunday. The air will be cold enough to get us temperatures near zero, maybe down into parts of Missouri and Illinois. And it looks like much colder conditions will occur further to the northwest. In fact, we'll probably see negative teens and 20s occurring in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas and portions of Wisconsin, perhaps. So it will be a very cold period of time. It looks like Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday will be the coldest period, with probably Monday and Tuesday being coldest in the heart of the Midwest. The cold comes and goes relatively quickly, and we'll likely see somewhat of a moderating temperature pattern as we move into the early to middle part of next week. Another round of cold air may come into the region later next week, and it may come on the heels of a little bit of a wintry mixed precipitation event that could impact the region during midweek. We don't expect to see any major storm systems impacting the region, though. We'll keep an eye on that little storm system during midweek next week. Temperatures specifically across the region will be fairly nice here over the next couple of days ahead of that cold surge coming up. We'll look for high temperatures this afternoon to run mostly in the 30s and some 40s in the southern parts of the Midwest, but a little bit of a cold air mass in the northern fringes of the region will limit temperatures to the single digits, maybe even some sub-zero readings in parts of Minnesota today, but that will abate quickly. We'll look for high temperatures tomorrow, running mostly in the 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, while 30s and 40s, maybe even a few 50s occur in the southern areas. Most of those 50s will be in Kansas and Missouri. We'll look for the temperatures to maybe continue to be a little bit on the warm side from southern and eastern parts of the Midwest on Saturday afternoon, with a lot of 40s and 50s expected, but the colder air will begin pushing into the northwestern areas at that point in time. We'll expect the high temperatures as we move from Sunday into Monday to stay below zero in the Dakotas and Minnesota, and temperatures in the rest of the Midwest will probably not get much warmer than teens and 20s during the coldest day on Monday. That means it will probably be quite chilled down across the region, a little stress for livestock in the region, and what little snow falls, again, will be focused mostly on the northern parts of the region. We will expect to see some breezy conditions and extreme wind chills across the area. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. In the electronic trade, March wheat in Kansas City, 836.5 down 6. July, 853.75 down 5.5. March wheat in Chicago, 779.75 down 5.25. July, 792.5 down 4.75. March corn, 726.5 down 4.75. July, 717.25 down 4. December, 588.5 down 3.75. March soybeans, 1441 up 4.5. July, 1413.5 up 3/4. November, 1293.5 down 3.5. March soybean meal, 421.20 up 2.10. March soybean oil, 51.11 down 20. February live cattle, 129.05 up 52.5. January feeders, 147.22.5 up 15. And February lean hogs are up a dollar at 86.15. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Despite the trade guesses for soybeans, and they missed it by a lot, Somebody must have knew that those sales were in the marketplace, because beans really haven't done a whole lot of anything today.
No, although when I first looked at the overnight market, the beans were a little bit lower, so we're off those lows. But now we're about 6 cents off the highs, too. I think on these export bookings, it's important to remember that about half of those bookings went to China. And, of course, you noted the large 240,000 metric ton new crop, 2013 crop sale made to unknown destinations, and that's widely expected to be China as well.
So I guess we're just going to be kind of a back-and-forth market in the soybean pit then today?
I would anticipate that we will see continued bull spreading in this market in the beans, yes.
In the corn, you know, we've been up 8 straight days. I suppose a little bit of setback is to be expected.
The setback's to be expected. Certainly the export bookings were a little better than what we've been seeing, but not outstanding. What I'm watching is this March-May corn spread, and that traded last night at the close at par. Are we going to build a little carry? If we do, it's negative. If we build an inverse, in other words, March over the May, then that could be a little more bullish. So Argentine rains, a little cooler temperatures in Argentina, probably I'll have the corn market just a little bit on the soft side.
And then wheat. Wheat's had a nice little run up quietly, too.
Yeah, wheat has had a nice run-up, and we came back and closed higher for the day yesterday after really spending most of the session lower. I noticed that Strategy cut the soft red winter wheat EU production nearly 2 million metric tons. A lot of talk about how the hard red winter wheat's going to fare in the U.S., so I think the market's trying to play that up. Also, we're getting some business, export business, going to the Middle East.
Let's turn our attention to the livestock side, where live cattle and feds have just been beat up in the last couple of sessions.
Yeah, we went to 10-week lows yesterday in the live cattle. The only good piece of information that I would throw out is that the packers' margins have improved on this break, and that's probably a good sign. Also, we're looking for a 9-week low in the cattle right in here towards the end of the week.
Thank you much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick. In Kansas City, March wheat, 8:37 and three quarters, down 4 3/4. July, 8:54, down 5 1/4. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 7:80 is down 5. July, 7.92 1/2, down 4 3/4. March corn, 7.27 1/4, down 4. July, 7.17 1/2, down 3 3/4. And December at 5.88 1/4, down 4. March soybeans, 14.40 1/2, up 4. July, 14.13 1/4, up 1/2. And November at 12.92 3/4, down 4 1/4. March soybean meal, 4.20 1/2, up 1.80. March soybean oil, 51.11, down 20. February live cattle, 129.07 1/2, up 55. And January feds at 147.17 1/2, and they are up 10. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.